Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. It's Hump Day. We're live 40,000 leagues under the sea. That's right. We go deeper. Oh, what a show, folks. I want to thank the Facebook opinion checkers because I thought we had a tyrannical government. I thought that the Canadian truckers were all radical terrorists that went over the government. And how? I mean, do people really believe that crap? Is there someone out there that believes that the empty store shelves for the last 2 months and the $4 gallon gas for the last 8 months and the inflation going through the roof is all because of Ukraine getting invaded in the last couple days by Russia and Russia saying they're going to invade? Putin's the same man. What happened? I'll tell you what happened. I'm going to get into all that. Kyle Rittenhouse is going to sue LeBron James and hope he sues everybody and everything and I hope he owns them all. Yeah, no, I don't want money. I just want to have the rights to LeBron James' likeness and his billions of dollars and everything and I just take everything from him. Don't worry, folks. Yeah, if you haven't heard, on I-95 in Michigan, the convoy is huge. There are tens of thousands of semis headed to D.C., and a lot of people say they shouldn't be doing that. They should just park their trucks and not drive. Hey, we're not going to if we got this mandate, we're not going to drive trucks. Good luck. I mean, heck, even I read an article where good old White Castle, you know, Harold and Kumar's favorite place. They're going to be installing 100 burger flipping machines so that you won't need people. No one wants to work anymore. There's so much I want to get into, folks. So thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of Proverbs 21:21. Whoever pursues righteousness and unfailing love will find life, righteousness, and honor. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. And the reason why some people don't like to run, because they read Proverbs 28:1. The wicked run when no one is chasing them. And if you are into running, then you're probably wicked. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yes, we're 40,000 leagues under the sea. Yes, not 20,000. We're 40,000 because we go deeper. And thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. Holy cow. I got to get into this because I can't believe this. Now, okay, we have gas prices through the roof, $3.50, $4 a gallon across the nation. We have empty store shelves for who knows how long we've had them. I was at Aldi's. 25 cents where I live for like their cans of tomato sauce, just like that's what I used to make my pizza with, and I have my own seasonings. Those little tiny cans, they're 31 cents now. They were 25 cents. Like 57 cents, 54 cents for like cans of carrots. They've gone up to 61 cents. Everything's going up and up and up. But that's magically because of Putin invading the Ukraine. Yeah. Stuff that's been going on because of anti-America, America last, let's get rid of America first, America last agenda. Because of that, everything's... And does anyone buy this crap? Yeah, the gas price, it's not Biden's fault. It's kind of like saying, okay, you need to turn off the faucet. Why don't we have water coming out of the faucet? It's not my fault. Yeah, you turn the faucet off. No, it's not my fault. I mean, seriously, we got a falling apart economy. The dollar's going to collapse. It's not a matter of if, but when. Everything's going the hell in the bucket, and we got they're trying to blame the Ukraine invasion on everything that's been going on since before the Ukraine invasion. But you got those little calls here, okay, but here's my point, though, folks, too. Where was all these anti-war people? I don't remember one liberal saying, hey, I hate Trump, but guess what? We're not in any wars. He's getting us out. I never heard that. And I'm talking, most of my friends are like, here we go, another Republican, another war. Oh my gosh, guess what, folks? North Korea, we're all going to die. North Korea is going to start nuking us now. Way to go. Oh, dear God, you gave the nuclear codes to Trump. Oh, we're all dead now. Oh, what are we going to do? Oh, well, where's the fallout shelters? They got rid of them all. Oh, we're all going to die. There's going to be atomic bombs, nuclear. It's just going to be, it's Armageddon. And that's Armageddon. It's make the world Armageddon again. Is that what Trump's motto is? Oh, we're all going to, now we're having wars. And where's the liberal saying, wait a minute, we're at another war? Where's these another conservative, another Republican, another war? Where are those people that were so anti-war? Here we go, it's another conservative, another war. Trump got us out of wars. Where are all those people now? Because they don't know anything, because, you know, they don't have one thing negative to say about Biden, because you don't see anything positive either, but they're not saying anything negative about him. But like Obama, 100%, there's nothing negative. Obama was perfect. I can say stuff wrong with Trump. He locked down the country. He listened to these liberal plants that they put around him. Hey, he's an expert. He listened to him. He did executive orders. So I like what he passed with an executive order. I like the executive orders he passed, but it's only, just wait till you get someone like Biden. What am I signing? I don't know what I'm, just sign it. Just sign it. What does this mean? Just sign it. Bleep the bleep the bleep. Okay. There you go. Oh, yeah. You know, you should be a Obama supporter, but I don't know how you could be, but name perhaps something you disagreed with. You won't, because, Biden, Obama was the perfect president. He did nothing wrong. Remember when Obama said that? He goes, yeah, once I get reelected, you know, I'll have more influence over there. Yeah. Don't worry, this world's coming to an end, and guess what? We're not going to be put first. The whole world could be coming to an end. And don't worry, folks. Biden ain't going to do anything to help you, because he got rid of America first. So he's going to help everybody but us. But what is it? Putin hasn't changed. Well, yeah, he has. Putin wised up now. He's like, yeah, let me see here. Look at what happened. Look at what Biden did in Afghanistan. Okay. Okay. I can invade Russia. No. Biden's not going to invade Russia. He's not going to stop anything. Look what happened in Afghanistan. Look at the disaster. Biden is a laughing stock, so Putin's like, screw it. Okay, now we can go into Ukraine. We ain't got someone that's going to kick our butt if we try to. Biden's basically going to Babe, Biden's going to do a January 6th and just open up the door and just let us go right in. I'm Joseph Biden, and Putin, you just go right into Ukraine. I'm not going to stop you. Well, I'm going to do sanctions that are technically going to hurt Americans more than, you know, Russia. But hey, what the heck? These libertards won't care. They won't know the difference. They're the ones that are bitching about us being in endless wars. But now that I'm getting us into one, they're going to support it. The people that were against the endless wars never praised Trump for getting us out of wars and not starting any. Trump didn't start one war. Gee. Well, you got Biden starting everything under the... See, this is just Russia that's invading Ukraine. Just wait till North Korea starts doing stuff and China and... Lord help us. I just want to know where all these anti-war liberals are. I want to know where all these pro-Biden people are. These billions of people that supposedly voted for Biden. Where's your Build Back Better hats, shirts, and banners and flags and I don't even think I see Biden stickers on cars. I think they ripped them all off. Oops. I screwed up. It's okay, folks. It's okay. Don't worry, folks. Everything's going to be better. Just got to rely on God. As I always say, you got a frog. Fully rely on God. I mean, these Canadian fascist emergencies acts are the reason why we need the filibuster. See, you just can't do that crap. See, there's a whole point of having a Congress and Senate and a House and all this stuff. That way, when you want to pass something, you don't just have one person passing something. You just don't have a person doing an executive order. Trump was trying to get this country, Trump was getting this country going in the right direction, and he was doing executive orders to bypass the people that weren't going to allow that to happen. How is the government going to, okay, how can a government survive if the people don't need you? If you don't need, what would the government do if the people were self-sufficient and didn't need Section 8 housing? I mean, you got kids. Yeah, man, they brag like, yeah, I'm on Section 8 housing, man. Like, chink, high five, buddy. Section 8, here we go. Like, it's like they won the lottery. You would think my cousin won the lottery. No, he just got Section 8 housing. I mean, what would the government be doing if they weren't needed, if people could be self-sufficient, not have to rely on, not have government programs? That's why the Democrat Party is the party of the people. And I say that in a way because they are a part, they need the people. The Democrat Party won't be a party without their people on welfare and their people on benefits and assistance and I understand, you know, now you got to have 10 jobs just to, yeah, you get a $3 raise. Well, inflation made, you need to make about $10 raise because to compensate for the inflation, hey, good luck. I mean, that's the problem. I mean, these Canadian fascist emergencies acts are why we need the filibuster. So we can, okay, no, what are they doing wrong? So you can, like I've said before, I loved the executive orders Trump did, and I've said this, and you can go back to my old programs, but just wait till someone comes in here passing executive orders you don't like, okay? As the president, I'm putting an executive order. Within 1 year, you will have to get rid of all gasoline-powered cars. You will have 1 year to switch over to electric cars. Every manufacturer will have 1 year to start manufacturing only electric vehicles. There will be a $100 million fine for every car on the road that's powered by gasoline. and there is no exceptions. Doesn't matter. There's no antique exception, no nothing. Every car that is not get, if you want to have a Model A out there, it's going to have to be gas powered. Nope, can't have that. It's going to have to be electrical. If you want to have a, you're going to have to replace the Corvette engine from a 69 Corvette and put a, now you can't have a gas engine and you got to have electric. There you go, folks. Yeah, it's only a matter of time. Like I've said, I liked the executive orders Trump's passed, but just wait till someone starts passing executive orders you don't like. And I can't believe how many people, I think those Canadians should be shot and killed. How dare they? I can't believe anyone would not want to get the vaccine. How dare you? We're all going to die. This whole world's going to come to an end, and every person on this planet's going to die because you didn't get the vaccine, even though I'm vaccinated. I mean, there are people that literally make the comment like, because I'm unvaccinated, everyone's going to die. I'm making it worse. How am I making anything worse? If you're vaccinated, I guarantee you, if you split the nation up and divided it by vaccinated and unvaccinated people, you would have, the vaccinated side would have more cases than the unvaccinated side. They act like, well, I can't believe it. We're all going to die because you won't get the vaccine. Well, are you vaccinated? Well, how can you die? You go from this ideology that once everyone's vaccinated, and that's the problem. Once everyone's vaccinated, guess what happens? We get back to normal. No one is saying, well, wait a minute here. People by the tens, by the hundreds of thousands are getting COVID who are fully vaccinated. Wait a minute. I thought the vaccine was going to end this all. No one's questioning why. I would love to have someone call in who was like, shut up and get the vaccine so we can get back to normal, who thought that the vaccine was going to stop the spread of COVID 100%, that you couldn't get it once you're vaccinated, and finding out now that everyone who's, if you're vaccinated, you can still get COVID, and people have been hospitalized and even died from COVID who are vaccinated. I want to talk to someone who was 100%, well, I was told, but I want that person that's been told that, hey, wait a minute here. I was told that COVID-19 vaccines would stop the spread of COVID and we'd be back to normal. And now there are people who are vaccinated from COVID who are dead, who have died, who are hospitalized, who've gotten COVID, who were vaccinated from it. And why were we told that it would end the pandemic and now people can still get it with the vaccine? That's what I want to hear. But I've not heard, you don't hear that. You don't see any Build Back Better. You don't hear any, the supposed billion plus, the record number of people that supposedly voted for that crap hole in the White House, supposedly, where are they? They're silent. Yeah, they're the silent majority. They're the majority that voted for him, but they didn't vote for him. He didn't win. And if you don't believe me, they still have not handed over the voting machines in Arizona to do a forensic audit. What are they hiding if they won't hand over the voting machines? What is there to hide? If you're a Democrat and you think Joe Biden 100% legally won, you should be saying, why aren't they handing over the voting machines to do the forensic audit of the machines to prove Biden actually won? If you think Biden actually won, why are they keeping those voting machines? Why did Georgia delete the screenshots when they're supposed to, they should still have the screenshots of those voting machines, of all the votes. They should still have those by Georgia, not by federal law, by Georgia law. Still, their law is stricter than federal law, but they deleted them. Why? Because it would prove Biden lost. That's the only explanation. Why would they delete them on purpose? Well, no, that's the problem. That's what, and I guarantee you there's not one freaking person that's blaming Ukraine and the Russian invasion in the last couple days or them announcing this invasion. They have, I'm sure. invaded some, but they've announced that they're going to invade because they know Biden is going to help them. And I did say that. You heard me correctly. Biden is not going to sit there and stop Russia invading Ukraine. He's probably going to help them out. But guess what, folks? That's who supposedly won. So you mean to tell me that a record number of Americans don't want America first? They want some other country first, like China or Russia or someone else? But you know, even though in just the last couple of days, Russia is saying they're going to invade Ukraine and have done in small parts, that's the reason why the shelves have been empty for months. That's why the inflation is skyrocketing for the last, 9 months. That's why gas prices are going up for the last 9 months. Are you kidding me? No one's buying this crap. I mean, no. See, the media, the Americans trust the media about as much as they watch the Olympics. They say the record for these genocide Olympics had the lowest viewership in the recorded history of watching the Olympics. I mean, seriously, who wants to watch Olympics in a communist China with people that disrespect our country? But don't worry, folks. See, no one wants... See, the Olympics are, in my opinion, going in the toilet to begin with because no one wants to house the Olympics anymore. Why? Why am I going to... Because that's the problem, like in Brazil with the World Cup. Okay, wait a minute. You can't afford to do stuff for us, the citizens of Brazil, but you have money to buy billions of dollars in stadiums? Wait a minute, folks. when you have, these hundreds of millions of dollars spent on these Olympic swimming pools for Olympic Games, the games are over, they're never used. There's a video on YouTube, and I want to see if I can find it, and I'm going to tag it. You can watch all these places that were built for an Olympic event that were and they spent millions and millions and millions of dollars on it, and they were never used after the Olympics. And, this one pool is full of, rainwater. It's moldy. It's decrepit. It's falling apart. But don't worry, folks. I mean, with the people that watch MSDNC and CNN, you got to be asking yourself, where's the money coming from to keep them? They don't have enough viewers to keep because, okay, an advertiser is going to advertise based on what they have. Okay, this is your viewership, so this is, okay, there's... You have more people working at CNN than you have viewers, and you expect me to pay this much to advertise? No, I don't think so. You know, somebody's lining the pocketbooks because for the small amount of viewership they have, you couldn't pay me to advertise. You could, but, you know, it's just nice to see, the Olympics just falling apart and to see people are waking up. People are not buying this. And I think that's why this BLM and a lot of this crap went to the streets because they were trying to push these things via the airways and no one's buying it. I don't know anyone. I want to meet the person that, you know what? Yeah, inflation and the gas price and everything is based on. So we had $3 a gallon. So what was the reason for the gas price 6 months ago? If this supposedly 2 to 3 day old announced invasion into Ukraine is the reason for all the economic problems in America right now, people don't want to work. See, they got people to they got it to where people are like, hey, guess what, folks. Guess what? I don't know if you know this, but, dude, I would have made more money staying at home than I would have been working. And it would have been very hard for me to want to go back to work. But where I work, we're a 24/7, 365 place. We make pharmaceuticals. And a lot of what we do is, we'll make an active ingredient, and then that gets sent to a place where they mix it with these other ingredients, and then it gets put into pill form. So, like, you'll have places that, they may make these inactive ingredients, and you make the active ingredient, we make the molecule, and bam. And because there are places that will make, like, a pseudoephedrine, or they'll make aspirin, and they'll make, like, it in bulk, and then it gets sent to places, and then they mix it with whatever, you know, it may be sent to this place that makes it for Walmart or Target, and you know, as the store brand. And you're making a acetaminophen or an aspirin. And then, you know, or you may be making a name brand, you know, Vasardin or whatever. And then that chemical in some places, you make the active ingredient and it gets sent, and then they mix it with whatever. And then it gets put in pill form. Some of the stuff is actually made in the one place and put in the pill form, whatever, in the bottle or whatever. But some places, some drugs, they make the active ingredient and it's sent to somewhere where they put it in the pill form. And, you know, but it's a 24-hour-a-day process. 365 days a year, we're making stuff. We never stopped. Me and my wife always went to church on Sunday. We never stopped. Our congregation is such that these restrictions didn't affect us. Well, for a little bit, we did the live stream, so we just did it. You know, so we went on Sunday and did the live stream, and it was weird, like, but we kept going. We never stopped. We never had that. It was just everyone around us. And then when you get people that, like, and that was always, it was the thing that got me was the people that were the social distancing and masking were the ones that were freaking out that since I didn't mask and social distance, I was going to affect them. And I'm like, and the whole time, I'm just like, okay, if all your PPE, your personal, if you don't know what PPE stands for, it stands for personal protective equipment. If all your PPE is working, how am I affecting you? If your condom works, you shouldn't get an STD and you shouldn't get her pregnant. But there were so many people like that would come up to you and say, where's your mask? You're going to kill us all. Well, really? So you're the one telling me with the personal protective equipment on that I'm going to affect you. If I'm going to affect you because I'm not wearing a mask, then your mask isn't working. It just drove me nuts this whole time that the people that are vaccinated, the people that wear masks and social distance are the ones that are freaking out that we're going to kill them all. But I'm just living my life. I'm like, I got the vaccine. I don't care. I got COVID. I've survived. What the heck? Where's the 12th booster? Dude, there's only three out. I've already got the third one. I thought there was more. Okay. You just need to go in your closet and lock the door and never come out, okay? It's funny how the people that are the vaccinated and the masked and all this, the super protective people are the ones that are, like, flipping out. And, like, people like me and my wife, like, we just live our lives. I say it like this. I will die on my feet before I live on my knees. My founding father said, give me liberty or give me death. 100%. If you don't understand what give me liberty, give me death means, it means 199% freedom, no matter what, no ifs, ands, or buts, or nothing at all. If I can't have freedom at all, then sorry. Sorry, folks. I'm 100% not. It doesn't say, if there's a bug or a flu or, if a pandemic comes along or, see, when a hurricane comes, they have evacuation orders. You don't have to evacuate. You have the freedom to stay there. you're a stupid moron if you do. I'm sure someone's going to edit this and replay it to where it says, well, he said that, you know, that you're free to, yeah, you are free in a hurricane to stay there when they have evacuation orders. You're free to do that. That's your choice. But being free, you also have choices to make. I will be right back, folks. I apologize that I had to take care of some stuff in the studio, but you have consequences. You have the freedom to say, okay, guess what, folks? I'm going to stay here when a hurricane evacuation order has been called. Well, guess what? Well, we're not going to come get you if you're stranded here. Yes, outside my studio window, it's snowing. Yay. Because I don't know if you know this, but we had, like, where I live, we had, like, 70-degree, 60-degree weather. Some, of course, my wife is like, oh, yeah, we need to plant. I'm like, okay. We had, like, a foot of snow or whatever. Like, see, if you live where I live in the Midwest, just wait 5 minutes. The weather will change. You'll have 70-degree weather. Okay, time to start planting. Did the farmer's almanac say to start planting? Nope, then don't plant. 2 days later, it's like snowing. But, you know, thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are listening to around the world. Thank you so much. But don't forget, folks, you have freedom in this country, but there's also rights and responsibilities. Yeah, you can do whatever you want to. You don't have to leave during an evacuation or for a hurricane. If there's a tornado, you don't have to go to a basement or to a shelter. You can get on your roof if you want to. But when the tornado comes and rips your house off and you go flying and die, guess what? You had freedom. Your choice made you die because you have consequences of your actions. You can own a gun, but know how to shoot it, know how to take care of it, know how to maintain it, know how to properly fire it, know how to field strip it. Because if you don't know how to field strip it and clean it properly and you get rust, you'll have AWF, automatic weapons failure. But you have consequences. That's why when I've actually pulled my wife a gun on her, because, and I've told this story before, when I was at my brother's and they're like, okay, folks, I'm going to go get my wife something to eat. She's staying over. No, because she can't eat client's food. No, and she wasn't staying at a client's house overnight. They were just making up this thing so that she could surprise me. And at a certain time of night, if someone's coming into through the garage door without my knowledge or anybody's knowledge, you question them. And since they didn't tell me she was coming because they wanted a surprise and she was coming to the back door, out from behind me in my back, I pulled my gun. And when I had it pointed at her, my finger was straight ahead. My finger was nowhere near the trigger. I had a straight trigger finger. And if it would have been someone I did not recognize, I would have had to identify. And if I didn't know him and he looked like he was going to try to do something or come at me, then I could instantly pull my finger down and pull the trigger. But once she identified herself, my finger was nowhere near the trigger and I instantly dropped the gun down, and that was that. There's rights and responsibilities. Because I know about gun safety and how to properly have a gun, I didn't actually have my finger nowhere near the trigger. So unless it magically went off on its own, it wouldn't have done anything because I was nowhere near the trigger. And my gun actually has like a drop stop. So like even if you got one in the chamber, there's no way when you drop it, it can go off and misfire. I've dropped it once, but I've never attempted that to see if it works. it's what they say it does, so I'm taking their word because I don't. But that's the issue. There's rights and responsibilities. You have a gun, you need to have the responsibility to make sure it's safe. Make sure a kid can't grab it. Make sure that, okay, if you have a household, if they're 6 or 7 years old, you get earplugs, you get some good 30 decibel or 20 decibel earplugs and headphones, and you take them earphones and you take them to a range and you shoot the gun only. If they may not even allow it, I'd probably go to an outdoor one and show them this is what can and educate them and say, you don't ever go near this, da 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 da, it's locked here. You know, you don't and educate them so that they know that it's not a toy. It's called having a responsibility. As a responsible gun owner, you should know how to shoot the gun, clean it, take care of it. What if someone comes to your house? How do you properly defend yourself? Okay, that's my wife coming home, and she said she wasn't going to be home for like 3 hours. What the heck? I'm glad I know to keep my finger straight across and nowhere near the trigger, and it just takes a half a second to put down, bang. Okay? I'm just saying. You have freedom in this country, but you also have responsibilities. You don't have to leave during an evacuation order, but guess what? They'll tell you, we're not coming for you. Sorry, this is your chance to get out now. I'm not going anywhere. Okay, well, if you die, you die. Don't worry, folks. But like LeBron, like Kyle Rittenhouse, man, he's going to town. He's going to own, and he's supposedly going to start like a organization to hold the media accountable for their BS lies. You know how Facebook is. You know, they got their opinion checkers. Yeah, we don't like your opinion, so yeah, we're going to... It's partially true. It's actually not false at all. It's 100% truthful, but because you don't want that, because you hate America and you want to have an anti-American agenda, okay. I wonder what would happen if, like, hey, someone like me said, hey, because I'm, if someone like me could sue for like defamation of character, hey, because I'm looked at like a idiot because all this factual information comes up as false and you're defamating my character. I mean, I kind of look at it like, now I've said this before, back in like 91, 92, 93, they go, we got to get around this argument that the tobacco industry uses that, hey, they're adult smokers and they choose to smoke of their free will. And it's pretty sickening when you know that in 1950, they took the tobacco, added a free back then, brewed it like a tea and poured that over rats' backs and it produced tumors. And they're like, we're 99.9% sure this is carcinogenic. Well, let's just do more testing. And then they found out, hey, in the 62, 63, they realized, hey, we're selling nicotine, an addictive drug. And they knew back then. And then there was a underground campaign to try to find a way to make a safer cigarette in terms of this makes billions of dollars. Where is your billion-dollar industry? How can we make it to where it's safer? And they never could. I think it was palladium you could put into the tobacco, the precious metal. I think it was palladium, and it would get rid of all the carcinogenic stuff. But if the Epic cigarette, if Epic has it and it's safe, then what are all other cigarettes not safe? And granted, with the Harrogate Mouse study in England, it was the thing that we do. It's naughty but nice. And it's just one of those things that for me, oh, it's just like, I kind of feel that's kind of going on now, you know. Like in 93, how do we get with, and that's, we need to do that now. Because like in 93, like how do we get past this notion? Instead of, let's sue for treating all the sick patients. And it's like, you know, how do we get past this notion? How do we break into Facebook and say, how can we get into where we can sue them? Because, like, I mean, I think that the truth form is going to be good. It's going to get Trump to be able to say what he wants to say, the truth social media thing, truth social. It's going to be able to get us together so we can have a place to talk and communicate, but you're not going to get the people that don't know anything. They're like, okay, Memorial Day is to memorialize all the surfers. But it's not the case. Well, that video is hilarious. Sad, but funny at the same time. But my point is, can you, okay, hey, because I'm posting this stuff that's factual and you're saying it's not, you're defamating my character because you're making me look bad, man. Because there are people who have sued Facebook saying, hey, and stuff that they labeled as fake and false, they proved it wasn't. And that's the thing with these, like, the trucker convoys. We need to get people that are vaccinated saying, hey, I stand with people that don't want to get it. You know, we need to get people to wake up and say, hey, you know, we need to, and with this, like, truth or social that, like, this truth social that, like, Trump's doing, how do you get your, I mean, I try to wake up the people that, like, the never believers that, like, they're never going to believe no matter what. No matter what you show them, no matter what you tell them, they're never going to believe you. The gas price isn't Biden's fault. Yeah, it is. No, it's not. Yeah, it is. No, it's not. You know, Ukraine's the reason why we're having all these problems with them. Where was the Ukraine issue 7 months ago? So it's one of those things, you know. I mean, I love that he's got it and it's finally up and it's going. I'm going to get on it here in a little. You know, I've had so much going on. That's why I wasn't here last week. And, you know, like my wife, I just want to get in. So my wife got hearing aids, right? And we're more than likely giving those back tomorrow because, like, when you call the insurances and everything, and I'm not, let me tell you, if the health insurance, if you think, well, yeah, that's why we need to go government. If you think that because the health insurance is crap now, that it's going to be any better under a government, oh, God, they haven't solved one problem yet. But, you know, and you call these people up, yeah. And if you say, is John Jacob, and yeah, he's in network. But if you were to say, is, like, General Mills hearing company, no, they're not in network. Wait a minute. Well, John Jacob works at General Mills hearing centers or whatever, you know, whatever the case may be. And if you, and when you look into it and delve into it deeper, you realize, oh, well, there's a problem. He's technically in, he wasn't in, and they had all the stuff, they had all this information, everything, listed as him in network because he was when he was with this hospital. Pardon me. But now that he's with this hearing place where my wife went, he's not in network. But if you call the insurance, they still have him listed as such. So, oh, yeah. And after months of, okay, where's the insurance check? Are we getting reimbursed? Oh, there was no claim submitted. And then we submitted a claim, and the insurance saying, yeah, you see network, everything's good to go. And then you find out that when the hearing place goes to submit, oh, well, he's not in network. We were told he was in network. That's why we used you. And it's not the place that we got the hearing aids, I'd use them in a million. I'm not mentioning any names, just out of respect, but I'll use them again in a heartbeat. I'd recommend them in a heartbeat. The problem we have with it is the insurance we had, they're not in network. So we'd get like $100 for $6,000 hearing aids. Now we'll, and because of everything that's going on, they say they will take the care credit thing and dissolve it and all this stuff, so we can figure out where we're going from here. And I talked to a guy that, like, the safety and stuff at the plant where I work, and he goes, I think just God's got bigger plans for you. I'm like, there's so many people. That's, do me a favor, folks. Praise God. Because, like, if whenever you say, hey, have a blessed day, when you say have a blessed day, pray, and your Christian comes out, have it come out more because you meet more believers that way. Oh, cool. Is this K-Love? No, it's this radio. Oh, I love K-Love. Don't get me. Yeah, but this is just Alexa. I just played Top Christian once in a while. Okay, cool. Great. I love it. But he's like, you know, and I believe that you know, because I'm not going to sit there, and no offense, but if I'm getting 6,000 hearing aids and I can get like 1,000, if it was an in-network, it'd be like $1,000. But then a lot of these places, okay, well, the person that's doing the hearing stuff, like the ENT that I used to go see before I had my CPAP, and I really don't need one that much anymore. Yeah. I love those guys, but they're not in network. Hardly anyone has them. They're like a little private thing, and they're the best. But, like, yeah, it's hard. Very, and although they take insurance, but they're always out of network. So a $20 charge is like a $40 charge because they're out of network, and everything's like double, and it's like, God. But, like, if you want to go to an in-network one, the couple they have, I'm here because I used to go to him. He's not good. Yeah, interesting. I think I'll pay double to see someone that's good. And got about 10 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, I try to do some Premier League when I can, but it's just been with our country falling apart, you know, it's kind of been taking top seat, you know. Not that United hasn't been taking a crapper, but, you know, I'm going to get into some Premier League news. So I'm going to thank you all so much for tuning in. It was a victory today, in my opinion. If we can play as crap as we did against Atletico Madrid and still get a draw, I mean, I think Ralf Rangnick played it so that, hey, we can go to Old Trafford down 1-0 on aggregates. And it's like, nah, we drew. You know, I mean, the playing was abysmal. And what Rashford, he shouldn't even, like, sorry, but Harry Maguire shouldn't be nowhere near the pitch. I'm sorry, that dude. I don't care if they lose 70 million. They need to get rid of that. They need to get rid of him. He should not be wearing the freaking armband. Ronaldo should have that armband. I'm sorry. I don't know what Rangnick's thinking. I want Rangnick with the directors up. I want somebody. What I want is I want Ralf Rangnick up there, Ten Hag. I want someone. I don't care if it's Pochettino. I want someone. But I want someone that's going to stand up to the owners and say, this is what we're doing. Sorry, pal. That's just me. I want to have somebody, I don't want to, because you know what they're going to do, because they don't want him up with the directors and him barking orders saying, hey, we need to do this, this, and this. That's what they're going to listen to him anyways. I bet you 50 bucks they're going to offer him the dang job, and he's just supposed to be interim until they get the manager they want. No, they've got him, and they're going to give him the damn job because they don't want to get somebody with credentials up telling bankers what to do up in the with the board of directors. Crap. I mean, heck, he already had a player that wanted to go. He gave him his blessing to go, and the owners wouldn't. Nope, sorry, can't sell him. Now, see, that's when a Ralf Rangnick needs to say, "I don't care anymore. I don't dream job or not. Sorry, I don't care if it was my dream job or not. If I'd be like, I'm sorry." We have too many players that need to go. We have managers that need to step up. They won't get a Conte in there because Conte would tell them what time it is. Are you kidding me? Yeah, no. I'm gonna talk about why a player of mine, you know, wasn't allowed to go, and I gave him the blessing to go, and I told him he could leave, and he had an offer, and nope, we're not selling them. I've been joking about it a lot because I have a friend that's a DJ, and there's a 1988 audio clip of a guy that's, you ever wonder why Pink Floyd has 7.4 million album sales and we never play them? Let's get the director of the station in here. Let's ask him, why don't we play Pink Floyd? Why can't we play what we want to play? You know, here's 12 songs on an album. The two that are on the radio suck and the rest are awesome. Why don't you hear the other 10 songs? The two that are on the radio are junk. Oh, that's right. Yeah, you don't get to play what you want to play. You don't get to say what you got to say. You know, and that's how it is. We had these, they just towed the line managers. Yep, I can't. Okay, why can't this player go? I mean, Fred, Lord, I mean, I thought, hey, he's Brazilian. Mourinho knows what he's doing. Nope. He turned out, and not every player you get is going to be a shell. But this is the problem with United. United is a car. It's a Reliant automobile. Okay? And we're going to take the hubcaps, and we're going to put hubcaps where, like, the front of the hubcap, each of them has a Burmese ruby in there, $100,000 for these lug nuts for the hubcaps. And the hubcaps themselves, oh yeah, they're going to be made out of, they're going to be plated in gold, and we're going to have these really expensive tires on there, and we're going to crush up diamonds and put them in the paint. We're going to have like a really expensive paint job and all this stuff, and do all this stuff to this Reliant. We're going to spend millions of dollars in the car, but the engine doesn't work. Oh, we're not going to do any engine work. The engine doesn't work. The car won't start, but, you know, we're going to have this, like, diamond-infused paint that we're going to spray to get the car to sparkle. We're going to have hundreds of thousands of dollars put into the tires with the lug nuts having Burmese rubies in them. And, oh, we're going to do all kinds of stuff. Yeah, we're going to have, like, solid crystal windows. Yeah, we're going all out. 24% lead crystal from, we're going to get Waterford crystal for the windows and everything. But that's United. They'll fancy up the car, but okay, well, we need the car to run. Okay, this is an endurance race. We're going to be going through the desert Baja style, and we need to have a, We spent $10 million fixing up this car. Well, did you fix the engine? Because that's what we need. There was nothing wrong with the car except for the engine. And you brag about all the money you spent on the car when you didn't even fix the one problem we have. We need a CDM. We've needed it for like 3 years. We haven't gotten a CDM. Well, we need to get Ronaldo because he's going to sell us shirts. Is it going to fix our problem? No, but we're going to get people. Yeah, we're going to sit there and with those Burmese ruby lug nuts, we're going to be able to, yeah, this car's going to be so fancy. We're going to be able to make tons of money selling postcards and posters and all kinds of stuff with the image of it on there. Well, okay. Is it going to run? No, because you didn't fix the problem. Ronaldo is going to make them a lot of money selling shirts. Is it going to solve the problem at United? No, it's not. Because you got people, you got bankers running the thing. And then you got the managers that, okay, when I'm not able to do what I need to do, when I want to get rid of players and bring in players and I can't, when I basically need a CDM, I was hoping he'd throw the owners under the bus and say, hey, you had one job to do and you didn't do it. Bloody hell. No, they don't care. I mean, McFred gets, I'm so done with this. It's like I'm getting so frustrated. Man, I just follow Manchester United on like Facebook and social media just to see what bullcrap they pull out. We'll have a championship. We'll have like a relegation side and we'll win and they'll think like, oh, here we go. Yeah, like, and they try to like, there's, like, Fred will score a goal, and they'll, like, yeah, he's the best. I'm like, yeah, well, no, it's about time he finally started scoring. Okay, let him get about 10 more goals in three games, and I will say, where was this 2 years ago? If Fred all of a sudden starts being amazing and dominant, I'll say, where was that 4 years ago? Pogba had a horrible game, in my opinion. I don't know. Like, who's going to want him? I mean, it's not like he's, I mean, granted, he can go for nothing, and he's a free agent, basically, in his transfer window, but, like, he's not doing anything that would make me want to sign him. He's not doing anything that would make me, as a PSG manager, say, okay, yep. And my butt is he'll go to PSG or to Real Madrid or somewhere, and he'll dominate. Like, well, where was this Paul Pogba when we had him? I mean, I think he made the mistake by staying here as long as he did. And I think he would have left, but because of COVID and all that, it didn't happen. He would have been gone. I truly believe it weren't for this COVID crap. But I got about 90 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until we get rid of the board and the people there, ain't nothing going to change. But just remember, folks, stand up for what you believe in. Because if you don't stand up for something, you'll fall for anything. What I try to do in this program is I try to wake you up. Yeah, you may think this mandate's great because it's a vaccine, but just wait until they try to shove something down your throat that's not a vaccine. Or they try to force you to do something you don't agree with. It's all fun and games until they take all your guns, and then you have no way to defend yourself, and then they start doing stuff that you don't believe in, and they start controlling you. Just remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this next Monday, have a great weekend. Good night, and God bless you all. Goodbye.